OFDM schemes perform very well in time-invariant environments, especially systems employing a cyclic prefix, because in this case there is no need for equalization in the receiver if the length of the cyclic prefix is chosen properly. However, if the channel is time-varying, such as in mobile radio communications for example, the Doppler spread caused by the channel causes severe inter-carrier interference using these classical schemes. Therefore, together with Pierre Duhamel from INS de Paris, we investigated OFDM schemes employing pulse shaping, putting emphasis on high data rate systems, systems having high spectral efficiency. Pulse shaping comes in as follows. Basically, the OFDM pulses used during the transmission in the classical systems employing a cyclic prefix are rectangular pulses, which decay poorly in the frequency domain. So we have quite good time localization, of course, but poor frequency localization. What we would like to have in practice is improved filters having good time and frequency localization. So in a time-varying channel, both time and frequency localization are of interest. And this is the way how pulse shaping comes in.
And is pulse shaping something that can be implemented in practice quite soon, or is it at this moment just a theoretical exercise?
Given modern digital signal processors, in my opinion, pulse shaping does not really cause problems in practice. Basically, it corresponds to pre-filtering the data streams and then performing again, like in the classical schemes, IFFTs and FFTs, so that the computational complexity increases slightly, but as I already mentioned, it should not cause real computational problems in practice.
Mm-hmm. In order to understand the design of waveforms and to find filter banks, what are the important results to be used for this type of designs?
Well, OFDM modulation is very similar to a signal expansion known as Gabor expansion in harmonic analysis and signal processing. The basic tool to describe Gabor theory is the theory of frames, Sachs transforms and related concepts from harmonic analysis. So these are the tools that we used in our research on OFDM. The idea was to draw from results on Gabor theory and to make them usable for OFDM, for research on OFDM systems.